The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of the crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." It happened that one of the 12, Thomas, nicknamed Didymus, or twin, was absent when Jesus came. The other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen Jesus, Thomas." Thomas's answer was, "I will never believe it without putting my finger in the nail marks and my hand into the spear wound in his side." On the eighth day, the disciples were once more in the room, and at this time, Thomas was with them. Despite the locked doors, Jesus came and stood before them, saying, "Peace be with you." Then, to Thomas, Jesus said, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said in response, "My Savior and my God." Jesus then said, "You have become a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs as well, signs not recorded here in the presence of the disciples. But these have been recorded to help you believe that Jesus, the Messiah, the only begotten, so that by believing you may have life in Jesus' name. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, does anybody here have a scar from getting hurt or needing surgery? I think it might be more likely that if you don't, you're the unusual one. And certainly, there are scars that are unseen, scars from broken bones and scars from broken hearts. Did you know that scars have a lot to teach us about Easter and about faith? Scars show us that with love and support, we can heal and get through some pretty tough things that we thought we might not be able to survive. When you break a bone or fall or cut yourself, it can hurt so badly you just want it to stop, and you wonder if you'll feel better ever. If you've ever had a terrible toothache that has gone on and you can't get right into the dentist, you just wonder if you're ever going to feel well again. But with the help of our families and perhaps professionals, hugs, kisses, love, patience, those wounds that we thought might be unsurvivable heal, and we get better. And the scars are a reminder that we're pretty tough and that we can get through things that we never thought we could. So that's what today's message is about, that faith, hope, and love and people helping other people is a good way to get through tough times. Jesus' resurrected body bore his fresh wounds. Would you have ever thought that his resurrected body would still bear the wounds from Good Friday? I think that one of the messages that is so important to us about Easter, that it's not just about celebration and the alleluias. And it's one of the things that I really love about our display, Easter display this year. Tammy suggested, she saw in another church, that rather than just having the Holy Thursday basin and the grapes and the bread from Holy Thursday and to take it away, and then on Good Friday to just have the crown and the thorns, and then to have on Easter Sunday, we only have the white lilies and the draped white cloths of Jesus in the empty tomb, somehow dismisses the importance and the gravity of Easter. Easter isn't just Alleluia. Easter is the whole experience of Holy Thursday, of Jesus washing feet and Jesus breaking bread and wine. Easter is about Good Friday and him suffering and dying. Easter is about the tomb and that the tomb is never the final word. And so I love that Tammy suggested that we have a progressive display of all of our symbols captured into one. Because an Easter that is just an alleluia and an Easter egg and a bunch of happiness is a very hollow, short-lived Easter. And it does the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus deserves better. He deserves the whole. And I think that that's one of the things that we see in the gospel, that Jesus didn't just come as everything's okay. Jesus came as one who suffered and conquered suffering. And in that conquering suffering, he bore the scars and he showed them to the community and said, "You will suffer. You will go forth from this marvelous, incredible resurrection journey. And believe me, you will suffer. I suffered. If you're going to follow in my footsteps, you will too. But that suffering is not the final word. That you will develop scars. And those scars are symbols that you can get through what you didn't think you could. And that you can go on and be stronger because of your perseverance. And that your faith can grow despite and because of the hardships. And that the way you get through the hardships is your faith and your community." Those are the two things that we hear in Scripture that are the two things that are absolutely necessary for Christians, is our faith and hope that hurt and suffering and death is not the end, and our need to continually remind each other and help each other through those moments as we are addressing the suffering. Because it's so easy in the midst of the suffering and the hard times to forget that Jesus has conquered all, that we will rise, that we will be looking back on these sufferings that we have borne. Jesus' resurrection means that love conquers death and life wins. Love wins. Jesus is resurrected, and he still bears the wounds that showed him who he was. So Tonight, when you get undressed, take a long look at your scars. Maybe you had a major surgery, were abused or shot, or in a car accident. Check your body. Check your spirit. Do you have scars from being emotionally and physically wounded? See in those scars the reality that you have come through difficult things in life. Those scars show you that you made it through and that you have or are in the process of healing. A very holy man, James Finley, once said that our faith in God protects us from nothing, but it sustains us in everything. How does your faith sustain you? The gift of one another, the gift of community? Are you struggling or wounded? Showing and sharing our wounds to one another, being vulnerable, seeking help, seeking the support of the Christian community can be so healing and helps us remember that our faith sustains us. How supported I personally have felt by this community in caring for my mom and recently transitioning her to assisted care. This has been hard. My faith and my community was not able to spare me that pain, but it surely has sustained me through it. And I appreciate you so much. So if you are suffering or struggling, draw on your faith in the one who suffered for you and with you, and draw on the presence of Christ in this community. In this way, we know the truth, and it will set us free. Nothing can come between us and the love of Christ, neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, no powers, no height or depth, or anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is our connectedness, our humility, our reaching out, and our offering support that brings us hope and joy and new life, even in the toughest of times. In this way, we bring each other home to Easter each and every day of the year.